gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. I'm your host, Natasha Abensetz. Joining us today from Sarasota, Florida, the owner at Express Success LLC, it's Joy Peterson. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you.
Well, tell me a little bit about you and your business.
Well, I run a spiritual healing business that I operate remotely, helping business clients from around the world identify the hidden causes of their challenges, both personal and business, and then I clear those challenges using spiritual healing and actually allowing God to work through me.
What inspired you to pursue this profession?
I was working at Paramount Studios, and many people were calling me to help get my help really to break into the studio, and I saw many people were struggling, and I couldn't figure out why. So I studied success, learned about the law of attraction, and started teaching that, and found out that many of us could succeed effortlessly in one area versus another, and I wanted to figure out what the incongruence was between applying the same techniques consistently in every area, but only some seemed to manifest what they were looking for in a particular area. Money was one thing, for example. You could create a wonderful relationship, but not make the money you wanted. So I looked for the solution for that and realized it was blocks within the subconscious and wanted to help my clients figure out what was stopping them on an internal basis.
Wow, that's interesting. Do you need any certifications?
Well, I ended up getting certified as a certified spiritual health coach, licensed spiritual healer. I became a non-denominational ordained minister and then got my doctor in divinity, mostly because of the credentials to make it more palatable, because when you're dealing with the unseen world, sometimes the credentials actually help more than the education does, because many of the services that I'm really offering are intuitive, they're gifts, and also when you're allowing the divine or the Godhead to work through you, it's really God doing the work, and I'm just a pure vessel for that light and healing.
Okay, and how did COVID-19 affect this?
Well, it didn't really affect my business, other than the fact that I had clients that were concerned about the challenges that COVID was providing, and then as a global healer, I was also working on the back end in order to identify the cause and effect and clear those from a spiritual healing perspective, so people weren't necessarily being affected by it as much as they were in the beginning.
Can you walk us through a session?
Well, what I do is I open up the session by clearing people's energies, letting go of attachments, opening up the energy centers within the body, like the chakras, clearing their aura, their spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional body. And I go through that process, and then I also clear between them and their family relatives and ancestors, because most people's karma is between the relatives. And I get into a lot of past life work, but that doesn't come out into a customized format until I go through what I call the energetic shower that I provide in the beginning of every session. And then once we clear their energy, I customize the rest of the session to what their particular needs are. They're working on a family issue, they're child has a problem, they have a business challenge, their sales are down, they have confidence issues, they're having a speaking engagement. Whatever the challenge is or the upcoming event is, I will address my energy to clear the path for that. So we clear the past and we change the future. So we can work on both past events as well as upcoming events and optimize them for better outcomes.
Well, speaking of the future, where do you see yourself in the future?
Well, actually working directly for the Godhead, God is disturbed by the fact that most people cannot get direct guidance from him, and he wants my help in helping others to be able to connect directly. This way, he can give them the guidance for the highest and best good and all in any case. so he can optimize their results if they follow his guidance.
Well, thank you, Joy. If you can go ahead and give our audience your contact information so they can reach out to you.
Thank you. The best place would be my website, and it's joypeterson.com, and it's spelled JoyPederson.com.
Well, thank you, Joy, for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And for the audience, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.